Thank you for joining us today. This is Clint Byers, lead pastor of Forward Church. I pray this message blesses and encourages you. I hope it inspires transformative grace in your heart and establishes you even deeper in your new covenant identity in Christ. Now take a deep breath, become aware of God's Spirit within you, and enjoy the message. We should all have the lost on our hearts, you know, especially those friends and family that that don't know the Lord, that we know for sure they don't know the Lord. How can we say we love God if we're not seeking to try to love them? And one of the greatest things we can do is bring the gospel to them. But this passage came up, and this is 2 Corinthians 2:14-15. You don't have to put this up. I'm just going to read it. And I just, you know, worship is just such a powerful aspect of our relationship with God. For some people, it's just the beginning of the service. You know, some people have trouble connecting with God, or it's like, I don't like the songs, I don't like the music, I don't understand that word, I don't know if I agree with that point. It's like, okay, then plug your ears and worship God. Do something to get your heart in that place where you have reverence and honor for Him, right? Where He is the all-sufficient majesty, King of Kings. He is the one, He is the preeminent one. You know, do you ever have a moment in your life where you feel this awe and this respect for how big He is, how powerful He is? Are you with me? And I pray that the worship here facilitates that opportunity. I pray that we actually have an experience where we're before the Father and we know who He is. God Almighty, the Judge, the Loving Father, the Mighty One, the Source of everything. God, You are God Almighty. And you nurture that connection. You know, I'm not trying to get you to have some kind of mystical experience. I'm not trying to get you all in your emotions. But in your heart, you are the temple of the living God. That is where God is worshiped, in the temple, in you. Do you recognize that? The whole nation would go before the temple as all of the rituals were carried out, and the sacrifices and the cleansing and all the things that had to happen. And they would see the presence of God as a fire come down to the above the Holy of Holies to receive the sacrifice, and they knew God was with them. Do you know that God is with you? I mean, really, think about that. The most precious thing, the Spirit of the living God dwells within. The temple of the living God is now the body of Christ. Jesus, may we never dismiss or minimize this opportunity every day, every moment, to honor You, to bow before You, to worship You. Lord, our King, our God. I mean, what if He was in the room? If You were actually in front of the throne room in this moment, not to be afraid, to be grateful, to just look at Him. Holy Father, Mighty One, Jesus, Lord God Almighty, You're the reason we gather. You're the reason we gather. And there's something in that, you know, I'll call it the physics of heaven or the physics of spirit. There's tangibility to spirit. And we are designed to interact with spirit. It's not just an idea. It's not just a metaphor. It's not just some ethereal plane that we are disconnected from. We have been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of His dear Son. It's in us. It's all around us. And it's up to you to connect in your heart, inwardly, in your inner man, in that place where the Spirit of God dwells. It's a conscious decision that you make to let it all go. And you're not trying to work something up. You're just recognizing. You're removing the distractions. Because in that is life. And in that is healing. I don't remember the exact lyric, but that song was talking about His love bringing healing. And right there where Tori was quoting in Ephesians 3, if you go further down, he says, I pray that you know the width and the breadth and the length and the height and the depth of the knowledge of the love of God. And that love brings you to wholeness. That love brings you to the place where you're full of God. God lives in there, but maybe you're not experiencing Him in every area of your life, but you could. You could set apart every single area of your life wholly to Him and let Him influence it and let Him affect it through worship. It's not even necessarily your prayer that's going to get Him involved in your life. It's your submission to Him. It's yielding to Him. It's recognizing Him present in every area of your life to bring about His kingdom. Jesus, I just give you everything. I give you everything. I surrender to you. Just tell Him you surrender to Him. I give you everything. And if you're in this room today and you would say that you're not a Christian or you don't know that you're born again, you can make the decision right now and just say, I yield to you, Holy Spirit. Take up residence within me. I believe that Jesus was sent here to die for my sins in my place. He went through the grave for me and He ascended to the Father, and that is my righteousness. You can choose to believe that right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And then I just have this passage here. 2 Corinthians 2:14-15. Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. You know, God just didn't have to say those kinds of things. He didn't have to say those kinds of things. He didn't have to say, God, who always leads you into triumph. He could have just said, God, who's your judge and doesn't like you very much and hopes that you make it to heaven with one hair left sizzling on the top of your head. No, he said, God. And he's adding an element so that you understand the character of who he's talking about, who always leads us in triumph in Christ. Do you even believe that that's who God actually is, that is seeking to lead you always in triumph in Christ? What does that mean for you? What does it mean for you to always triumph in Christ in whatever the thing might be? Now, you got to have a kingdom mindset in that. You got to have a kingdom mindset in that because this world has darkness, has loss, has disappointment, has things going on in our bodies, has, you know, structures that aren't supposed to be because we've introduced sin and the product is death. But in His kingdom, there's righteousness, peace, and joy, and we are in His kingdom. And you just got to wake up. When you wake up in the morning, you got to realize I am first and foremost in His kingdom. I am full of the power and the presence of God. I am fully accepted by Him. I am loved by Him. I am able to walk influenced by Him because I am eternally one with Him in His kingdom, and I'm in His kingdom now. And I'm just living out this life in a place that is not my home because we are citizens of the kingdom of God first. And then you go about your day. And then you go about your day. Now that doesn't mean every situation in this life isn't going to work out. In heaven it already has. But here, you then go into that situation of life and bring who God is in you into it. You're not just reacting. God, and like God's out there and you're trying to figure out, well, this happened. Why, God? Why? I don't understand. Why? Why did that happen? Why'd you let that happen? What did I do? What did I not do? What did they do? And it's like, I'll be nice. I was going to say something mean. It rhymes with grow up. What I mean by that is just living as if you're a victim of life's circumstances. Totally neglecting the fact that you have been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of His dear Son. You have been qualified to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light. That is your inheritance. That is your heritage. That is who you are. Now believe it. And then carry that identity into life instead of reacting to life. As bad as it hurts sometimes, and I know some of you have gone through some serious loss and pain, and I understand. I have too. But it's who we are. And the world is starving to see the children of God stand up. You know, throughout church history, persecution happens, and the persecutors get saved watching the faith of those being persecuted. There are people that are watching you. And are you a victim of life, or are you a carrier of the kingdom of God, knowing who you are, like Jesus walking around this planet, knowing one day I'm going to lay my life down to die? Thank you, Lord. So I know I've set this passage up several times. I just see. Now thanks be to God who always leads us to triumph in Christ and through us. Listen to this. I know I asked you don't worry about it, but would you put that up? Because I just want you to see it with your own eyes. 2 Corinthians 2. Starting at 14. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we magnify your name, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Look at this. This is how you got to see yourself. Thanks be to God who always leads you into triumph. And through us, say through me, diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge. Just hold it on that for just a moment. Now, how in the world are you going to be a diffuser of the fragrance of the knowledge of God if you don't know that He's seeking to lead you to triumph in everything? If you think your pain and your tragedy and your disappointment is from God, what are you going to diffuse about God? What's going to come out of your heart? What aroma about God is going to come out of your heart for people? The aroma that people need to smell coming out of you is this: God always is seeking to lead me to triumph. No enemy can touch me, no situation in life, no emotion, no emotion is bigger than the presence of God on the inside of me. But do you know how to connect to that presence of God on the inside of you so that actually changes your emotions to mirror and match the kingdom that's on the inside there? I'm not saying you live in la-la land and you got your head in the clouds and you don't actually, you know, you deny things that are going on in your life. I'm just saying, do you know how to live from the kingdom? And the kingdom is righteousness, peace. I'm not talking about you magically somehow go into some other place and you have this mystical experience and you see angels and you hear trumpets and all that. If that happens to you, listen, more power to you. It don't happen to me really that way. But what kingdom living is in this earth is I am experiencing life in the kingdom. I'm experiencing righteousness. I'm experiencing peace and joy. Well, yeah, but so-and-so died. I understand. And if they're a believer, you think they'd want us to be sad right now? You know, I mean, what does it take for you to get a hold of your thoughts, kingdom emotions, and then you live in this world from that place? With the added responsibility, you're going to smell like something. Say something. That's a Greek term. Listen, you smell like something to everybody around you. What do you think you smell like? Do you smell like the knowledge of God? Let's go to the next passage. For we, say me, for I am to God the fragrance of Christ. What? What? Do you even remotely see yourself that way? When God looks at you, is it, that's some dirty, stinky sin you got on you? Or do you look at the Father of God and He's pleased with how you smell to Him because you smell just like Jesus? That's how you got to see yourself. Listen, if you have sin habits, this is how you overcome it. If you have confusion in your life and you end up in the same broken kind of relationships over and over and over again, this is how you defeat it. Because in everything, He's leading you to triumph in Christ, is He not? I'm not saying this is a formula, but it's what do you believe about yourself in your heart? Because that's what's going to be in your life. Your spirit's already done. You are complete in Him. And you get to actually live from that identity in this earth. Not everything's going to go perfect. Didn't for Jesus. But on the inside of you, you are a peace that no storm can touch. There is a satisfaction on the inside of you that no sense of lack on the outside of you could rob. There's a steadiness on the inside of you that is never shaken. Because people are sniffing you when you're walking around. And I'm telling you, I'm trying to make you laugh because you'll remember it, but think about that. We are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. It's the kindness of God that leads people to repentance. It's not your way with words. That's a tool in the tool belt. It's not your sense of obligation and passion that's going to get them saved. It's how are you representing the Father? Who are they seeing? And how will they know who God is if they don't know that He loves them? That He came here as a human to die for them. And it's not just about the lost, but it's that saving the lost is a byproduct of you knowing who you are. And going into this earth, into your life, already in victory, from the place of rest, from the place, you know, it's as if you woke up in heaven and then your spirit got dropped into this body. And then that who you are in spirit goes into your life to live it out. That's who you really are. And who are you in spirit? And honestly, worship is just such a place to let it all go and remember. Remember who He is. Worship and honor Him. Because the fruit is you smell like Him. And people know that fragrance. And there are evil people out there that will turn away, and that's just going to happen. Man, Jesus. Jesus, we praise You in this place. We just sing praise to You. We honor You. We worship You. what's something we all know that we can sing very worshipful together? Something not too wordy. Y'all were doing something earlier. Yeah, you're worthy of it. Let's just stand up, if you would, please. As if Jesus is actually in the room, because he is. That holy place of reverence on the inside of you, worship him.
You deserve the glory.
Jesus, just tell him, sing it out. Walking with him is easy and light because of his grace, because you are already one with him. You're united with him. And as we move in this earth, Father, help us remember to be fully yielded to you, to be that fragrance of Christ in this earth. This is just one more thing. You have to know you are pleasing to the Father because you're in Christ. Well, yeah, but I've not done this yet. Okay. What's that got to do with whether or not you're pleasing to God? What does your behavior have anything to do with whether or not God is pleased with you? And I can hear that sacred cow mooing his last breath. Your obedience has nothing to do with whether or not God is pleased with you. He's pleased with you, because you're in Christ. Now, he might not be pleased with some of your behavior. Are you with me? And you want to live a life that is pleasing to him in your obedience and your behavior. But you are pleasing to him because you're in Christ and Christ is pleasing to him. Man. Jesus, we love you. We thank you. We give you all the praise. You indeed are worthy of it all. Our God and our King, our elder brother, our Prince of Peace, our righteousness, our wisdom, our sanctification, our redemption. You are everything to us. Everything was made by you, for you, and through you. and we get to remind all of creation how good you are. We are voices of your kingdom declaring the victory of Christ. Jesus, we praise you. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Do you have something? Somebody's got a word. Yeah, I knew somebody had something.
Okay, so I just have a testimony, which is funny the way the Lord works. I came into worship. I just got this. I didn't read into it at the time, but why don't you take a deep breath?
Yeah, you can sit down.
I got this visual of you pointing to me and saying, Riley, do you have a story to tell during worship? And I was like, story?
If I was spiritual enough, I'd have gotten that. Keep me on.
And I was like, that's weird. And I was like, what story would I even tell? I don't even know. And then you started talking about this verse, and it just popped in my mind. And I was hoping you would ask for someone for a word. So, anyways, I need to take a deep breath.
Yeah, relax. Relax. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus,
Thank you,
for
Lord.
Your presence.
Anyways, I just want to talk about the Lord and how turns out the fragrance of God that talks about is literal, or it can be literal.
Yeah.
When I was in college, I felt like the Lord told me one day that I needed to get baptized with the group that was getting baptized that day. I had a pretty big college. I think there was like over 100 people getting baptized on that like Wednesday night service. And I did it out of obedience. And I was like number, I don't know, 95. There was like hardly any water left. They had to like carefully lower me in. And I didn't have any clothes to change into really. And I didn't take a shower after. I just like put on my old workout clothes and went back to my friends. And I sat down and my friend starts sniffing me, like smelling me. And she's like, what are you wearing? I was like, nothing, track clothes, like sweaty clothes. And her boyfriend starts like sniffing me and I'm like, okay. After the service, they get up and the people in my little group are like, Riley, you smell amazing. Like, you smell amazing. What do you put on? And I was like, nothing. They're like, I don't know if someone sprayed something in the bathroom, but like absolutely nothing. It must be someone else in the area. There's got to be someone around here spraying something. And people from like five rows back that I do not know said, no, it's you. When you walked into the row, it like overwhelmed the space. You are whatever that smell is, it's you, and it's overwhelming. And I was like, what's it smell like? And they're like, it's the best smell we've ever smelled. It's amazing. It's beautiful. And I couldn't smell a thing, and I was confused by it. I didn't know. And I called my dad that night, and he was like, Riley, that's the aroma of Christ. And I kid you not, that night in my dorm, I smelled all my clothes. I turned my backpack inside out. I smelled my backpack. I just wanted to smell whatever it was, and I couldn't. I didn't. The next day, I go to the cafeteria, and I bump into some of the guys that were I was sitting around. And the guy goes, that's the girl I was talking about. That's the girl. Come here, come here, come here. And he was like, tell them what happened last night. And I go, well, apparently, like, when I got baptized, the Lord just kindly, I don't know, released the aroma of heaven? I don't know. And all of his friends were like, wow. And they just, as I started talking about baptism, they were like, it's the smell, this is it. And they all smelled whatever that beautiful fragrance was.
Wow.
And I never did. But it just turns out, I was praying, I was like, Lord, why do you want this for this church other than to brag about your loving kindness and like goodness? But what is this for this congregation today? And I just feel like we are all the aroma of Christ, and we do not know the light that we shine or the smell that we give. Like, I had no idea, right? And I am not special. God loves me a lot, but I'm not special. Like, as we are going in this town and in this city, you are the aroma of Christ. We are giving off a sweet, sweet fragrance. And we are vessels shining the light of the Lord, and you carry that. And so I just hope you're encouraged by the kindness of God.
Amen.
And that it's real.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Sarah and I had a little solo stove fire last night out on the porch, and when I went to bed, I had to change my shirt because it smelled like smoke. They do smoke in the beginning, the smokeless, anyway. And I'm just thinking about that, you know, and we can get weird and mystical about those types of spiritual experiences. But if we could change how we think about what spirit is, like the molecules that make up the things in the spirit. Because we hear in the spirit and it sounds mystical and ethereal and out there, but it's like, no, if Jesus walked into this room, he has the capacity to pass through walls. He has the capacity, you know, to anything. And I'm not saying, you know, we still have these bodies. Our bodies are different, but we do have the spirit on the inside of us. We are a spirit eternally. And so to connect with healing, you know, it's like getting smoke on you sitting next to a fire. The healing power of God comes off of him, and it's happening even right now in this moment. The healing fragrance and aroma. See, you don't have to convince God to do anything for you because he's given you everything he has, Christ. There's nothing else God has to give you. There's nothing else God can do for you except help you experience everything that's in Christ and that's in you. And you get near him and you remember who he is and you worship him. Not because you're afraid he's going to strike you with a lightning bolt if you don't, but because you start to smell like him and you start to look like him and you start to talk like him and you start to behave like him and then you start to do things like him. And then you start to experience the things that Jesus paid for you to experience, because it's just his heart. You get close to him, you're going to smell like him. Even in your health, even in your finances, your relationships, all of that, all of that. Jesus. And we're not waiting for you to do some move. You've moved. It is finished. You've moved. And you are active. You are seeking to help us experience that which you've accomplished in Christ. More, may we live by your Spirit in a real way, in a meaningful, mature, fruitful, evident way. Living by the power of your Spirit, because your presence is within us. Never, ever living under the weight of this life, even though sadness happens, loss happens, death happens, sickness happens. We have people right now. In fact, my mind and my heart's just turning toward Robin and Tim and Emily. Is there anybody else? Just, you got something going on in your life? Who's that? Jennifer. Oh, Jerry. Yeah, who else? Christy. Who else we want to pray for? Maria. Carla. Carter. So Chris and Callie have a new baby at home. Woo-hoo! That was a very worshipful clap. Good job. Because we don't want to chase the Holy Spirit out of here. I'm kidding, you can't do that, just so you know. So all these people, Lord, we're connected with them because we're all in your spirit. All these people that we called out are believers. The baby, we call him into the kingdom one day. But we lift up all these people to you. And we don't have to convince you to touch them or heal them. We don't have to convince you to do something different for them than what you've already provided in Christ. But we speak into this earth, we speak into this dimension, wholeness and healing. And so whatever it is the person in your life that needs, you just speak as if you're speaking to that. So with Robin, we call her foot whole and healed in Jesus' name. not asking God for you to show up and do something. You live in her. You didn't go anywhere. We're just speaking manifest presence, just like that aroma. And however it works, it's not that we can quantify everything, but we thank you that your spirit is alive. What we do know is that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in her, giving life to her physical body. And to Tim right now, we speak directly to Tim's body. Your spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in him, bringing life to his body, every single cell in his brain, restoring every connection, every neuron, restoring those vertebrae, going down into his arms and his legs. We speak to those fingers for total and complete proper function in his fingers and all the way down his spine and into his legs. Get up and walk. And what is it for you? Who are those people in your life? Speak. Jesus, thank you for your power living on the inside of us. And is there anybody in here that needs prayer for anything? If you need prayer for anything, just lift up your hand. We want to believe with you. We want to stand with you. Honestly, just lift up your hand. Yep. Riley, would you slide over here? I can't see in the back. Nobody? There's a hand over here. Yeah. Ryan, would you come over here with Jimmy also and Josh? Yeah. Anybody else who's got their... Don't be shy. Yeah, so people around, maybe Judy, you can turn behind you here with Heather. Who else? That's it? Anybody else? This is all we're doing today, by the way. I'm going to preach next week. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, we trust you. We love you. Oh, there's Philip back there. Is Robin here? Oh. Thank you, Lord Jesus. 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 By your Spirit, Lord, not by power, not by might, but by your Spirit. Anybody watching online or listening online, we agree with you that you experience that which Jesus died for you to experience. If he paid for it in his atonement, if it's mentioned in that Isaiah 53 list, or 2 Peter, or any of the areas that address what Jesus paid for, it's yours now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Jesus, we worship you. We magnify you. We praise your name, Lord Jesus. And maybe we can worship for just a few more minutes before we dismiss. Put you guys on the spot here today. Y'all appreciate the band up here flowing with us. We love them. But we'll just worship a few more minutes. Just keep your attention on him. If the kids need to do something, sorry, I messed up the kids' church. Jesus, we praise you. decide to believe right now. You can just tell him, I trust you. I trust that what you did was for me. I believe. So if you want more of this, this is the kind of worship they do at Equip the whole time, and it's really amazing. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for flowing with us. If you're new, this is not what we do every week, but it's the most important thing that we could do, and that is just honor Him, lift Him up. So Jesus, we thank you for leading us and guiding us in this place. We thank you that you're with us. We thank you for salvation that we have in you. And just help us remember daily who we are in you so that we represent you well. We experience your fruit. We do live in a way that's pleasing to the Father. And that we carry the aroma of your kingdom into this earth. And whether people physically smell it or not, their spirit is starving and hungry. And we get to be part of them looking to you. Not just for salvation. There's a lot of Christians out there that don't know you, how good that you are, or even how to lean on you for help. They're confused, they're afraid, they're more defined by what's going on in this world. They're overcome by circumstances. The emotions that are inside of them are more real to them than the joy that is in your spirit. So Jesus, we ask you to go before us and lead and guide our steps, to inform our thoughts and our words so we can be a blessing to people and point people to you. Because you are the source of life. You are healing. You are hope itself. We just want people to know you, to know how good you are, to experience the healing and the wholeness that's available in you. We love you. Just tell them you love him. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for not giving up on me. Thank you for making me a joint heir with you so that I am seated with you in your kingdom eternally. I am secure in you, and I'm grateful for that. I give you the praise and the glory. Amen, amen, amen.